And senior football is back in Askan. Here with me is Jamie. Are you the founder of Askan Miners?
Yeah, I'm founder, mate.
Right. Tell us how you come about getting senior football, well, men's football, back in Askan then.
Well, we started out with a junior section.
Yep.
Round about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It come about with my little lad, Charlie. He played for another local rival, Carcroft, but he wanted to play with his friends, so I decided I'd go watch him all the time, so I'll set up a little team. So we set up a little team, and it's led from one thing to another. So now we've got age groups all over the shop, and we got to a point as a club and a committee where we thought we need to offer these kids summer when they're beyond 16, so we started looking into setting up an adults team. So we linked up with other local club, Askan FC, at the time.
Yep.
And then it just took off from there, really. We sort of merged as one. There were some of the people that ran Askan FC stayed about and believed in what we believed in, and some of them decided to call it a day because they'd been there a long time. And we've just gone from strength to strength, and we've ended up with two teams. So we've ended up with the development team and the first team.
And I'm right in saying that you're in Doncaster Senior League now.
Yeah, Askan FC competed in Central Midlands.
Yeah.
But they had a really rocky season, probably a couple of rocky seasons, really. So we didn't think we'd get the interest we got when we decided to go into this adult football. So what we believed in as a club, that we'd completely reset the club, drop back down to the lowest league we could, and at least try and get a bit of winning mentality back, rather than, I don't know how many goals they conceded last season, but it was off the scale what they conceded. So we just wanted to get a winning feeling factor back, because we believed if we got that, we'd start getting fans back down and the players would start enjoying it a bit more, and we'd attract better players and hopefully progress over next year to get back up as far as we can.
And it is actually safe to say that the Donny League, the Saturday League, is actually quite a decent standard, isn't it?
Yeah, Chris Dane's league secretary, I think he is. He's done an amazing job at revamping it. So now they've got two divisions across league. There's some really good teams in there. We've played a couple, and it seems to be a really good standard. So we've had a cracking pre-season with both teams, with the first team and the development team. So, yeah, it seems to be really good.
I've noticed as well, as well as doing this, I'm press officer at Lesborough, and there's a lot of players who are at step 6 who are stepping down to step 7 because they don't want to do the travelling. So that would be something else that would be beneficial to clubs like yourself.
Yeah, that was another massive turning point, why it was part of the reason as well, not just the winning mentality, that we decided to drop again, because nowadays people have got busy lives, they work away from home, and we just felt that in Central Midlands you're travelling a long way some weeks, having to leave at 10:30, 11:00 in the morning, and players weren't getting back till 7, 8:00 at night. So they've got families and stuff like that, we just thought it were more beneficial to keep it more local. So that was part of our reasoning as well, why we did what we did.
Right, I've been following you on Twitter for the past few days, and you look like quite an ambitious club. What would be your ambitions this season?
Well, our ambitions this season, obviously, with the players we've attracted down, I'd like to think that the first team were challenging up near top at Premier League, in Donny Senior Leagues. With the development team, they've actually done better than what we expected as well. They've picked up a few nice results along the way. We've got a lot of young players down there. So, yeah, if we can compete up near top with first team and have a steady season with development team, I think it'd be successful as a club for our first year at rebranding, sort of thing.
And obviously, Askan's quite a big village, and you've got Campsall, Norton, and surrounding areas. What would you say to those people around there about getting down?
We actually love the support. So we played a friendly last night.
Yeah.
I think there were around about 150 spectators there in that thumping down rain. We've got a nice little cafe venue, so people are coming down. We're serving good food. We've installed a tannoy system, and they're all local lads that are playing for us as well. 90% of players that we've got down are all from Aston Norton or Campsall or very close round. So I think people are coming down because the mates are there and stuff like that. So just get your friends down and enjoy it. It don't cost anything to get in. Just come down and enjoy yourselves and watch what we put on display.
Right, thanks for that, Jamie, and I look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
Yeah, thank you very much, mate. Take care.
You're welcome.